This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Richard Deitch from The Athletic.
I just want to say, it's always great to be on Chicago. If not the current city I'm in now, or New York, it is my favorite city.
I mean, this is very much some Mick Foley type stuff that you're doing right now, Richard. This is the greatest city, Chicago, Illinois.
I just gave myself some cheap heat. Thank you, guys. Be well. Chicago's the best.
The city is Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
So, Mark Grody, you were talking about that moment in the Mike Valeni interview. He was talking about how Ben Johnson should be excited about Caleb, who unlocks some things. What's the phrase exactly?
Unlocks things that he could not unlock in Detroit. I don't know that Goff's name was mentioned, but obviously that's the insinuation. Could not do the same things with Jared Goff that, in theory, he will be able to do with Caleb
Unlock
Williams.
Unlock me!
This is going to be backdrop for a big storyline for me come training camp and the beginning of Bears season, is that the Bears have a chance to do right by Caleb Williams in the way that they did not in year number one, which is to simply ask him to function within an NFL offense that prioritizes the running game first. Like, go ahead and take advantage of what should be a decent defense. Go ahead and prioritize the run game, as all good NFL offenses, barring maybe the Browns, or excuse me, the Bengals, maybe the Chiefs, like, and even the Bills ran the ball. Lord knows the Ravens and Chargers and Eagles and 49ers and the Packers all run the ball.
Yeah.
Go ahead and prioritize that. Run the ball and let Caleb hand the ball off a lot. Use play action. And when it's time, like they said, actually, they were going to do last year, to unleash the special, then you can see the special. This offense, way too damn often, functioned by asking Caleb to be special and save their ass. So now they can actually do it the right way. And thankfully, they've got an offensive visionary who knows the run game has to come first. If Jared Goff could do what Caleb did, could do in off schedule, then you might have even more special stuff than what the Lions did. Go ahead and do it this classic NFL way.
You needn't look any further than the Bears-Detroit game on Thanksgiving Day at Detroit, where it was just Jameer Gibbs here, David Montgomery there. Jameer Gibbs, I mean, just marching down the field, explosive plays. That was extraordinary what they were doing to the Bears defense that day. But that's just a somewhat of a look at it as well. I think all of this goes into the category of another thing you guys were talking about in the interview, and that is structure.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder that, and I didn't watch every single snap, obviously, of Caleb Williams at USC. Went back and watched a ton of it, but he had, as he said, as Valenti said, there was very little structure happening at USC. He was allowed to do, in a lot of places he shined is when the structure broke down. But this ain't USC, this ain't college, and to not have that sort of enough structure around you last year, again, you had the wrong coaching staff for the right quarterback, which is just such a sin that it's got to get better.
He is Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. Look, I over the weekend, I saw The Brutalist, the movie The Brutalist, directed and produced and co-written by a guy named Brady Corbett. Anyway, me and the wife, we try to see every movie that's nominated for Best Picture before the Oscars come. So it's a nice little push. So we went out to see The Brutalist. Unlike you, Mark Grody, I did not see it at home with your parents.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, that's how you saw it.
I'm just a better son. I mean, I value my parents.
I saw it in a movie theater with my wife.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a long movie. And there's an intermission. And I gotta say, it should become the societal norm. And my friend Societal Norm also agrees any movie over 2 hours needs to have an intermission.
Which is most of them nowadays.
What a beautiful thing this
was. Just say you're old with a small bladder.
That's not just
that. Say your prostate's not healthy.
It's not just that. I checked my prostate before I came in and during the Valenti interview.
I was going to say, you did it, right?
maybe don't get the enormo pop when you go.
It's funny you mentioned this, because we went to the Landmark Century Mall theater, and it was the biggest Coke Zero I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
It's outrageous.
I love the Coke machines at movie theaters now, at least the fancy ones where there's like eight different types of Diet Coke.
You
get the lime Diet Coke, the raspberry Diet Coke.
But here's the thing. The intermission for the movie theater is not just to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Relieve my troubled bladder, okay? It's not.
Oh, troubled bladder.
You restock on the drink if you want, or you go second level on the snacks instead of at the beginning of the movie deciding, I need everything I'm going to enjoy for this entire movie. We just got popcorn and the soda. And intermission was like, would you like something sweet now? I was like, why, yes, as a matter of fact, I would. We got the Reese's Pieces right then. And they served them chilled at the Landmark Century, which was lovely. So you got the Reese's Pieces chilled. But like, what an incredible, discuss the first half
well,
of this thought,
right.
This think piece
you're
of a movie.
You're not breaking down tape when you're watching a movie, dude. You're watching the movie and then old school, you're breaking down tape when you leave.
No, looking for adjustments at the second half there?
Not looking for halftime in movies.
We need a seal here and a seal there. No, we absolutely were breaking down the first half. You've never seen a movie with me, Shane.
Oh,
we'll break
I did
it down.
That too. I was like, what the hell is this movie about? Yeah. I don't understand any of it.
What do you expect in the second half? But my God, I loved intermission at the movies.
Okay.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
I didn't need it. I was enjoying the movie. I'm
you
into
were at
it.
Home.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. No. This was at the theater.
Oh,
where the Brutalists.
People said you were at home.
I thought you were at home.
No.
Oh, you went to the theater.
I mean, he said that, and you immediately commented on loving your parents, and that's why you watched it with
yes.
them at home.
Yes,
I did say that.
Well,
I do watch a lot of movies with them. This one was a okay. I messed it up.
That's okay.
Accept it.
But don't
it was at the theater.
Didn't you need? You had an intermission. Did you use the intermission?
I did.
Of course you
why
did.
Not? Of course.
Of course.
Go to,
yes. They're going to give it to you. Might as well use it, right?
Who
wouldn't?
Yeah.
So you're saying you liked it,
just
right?
in case.
Can't
just
take those intermissions with you when you go.
Are you guys with societal norm on this one? I mean, this
no,
is a no-brainer.
No.
I got to tell you. So most movies are too long for me nowadays in the theater.
Talk about old man
like
here.
Even if you're going to see a kid's movie, it's like 2 hours sometimes now. Like,
yeah.
I don't need that, you know? So I'm cool with it. The last long movie I saw like that was Killers of the Flower Moon. And I got to tell you, could have used that intermission in that movie.
Really?
I know it's a heavy movie.
Yeah.
So, like, having that intermission helps with that. And, like Speak said, the refill. You
the
know?
Refill.
Because, like, I am at that age where it's like, you got to go to the bathroom before the movie starts if you get there. Because now, like, that's another thing about the movie thing where it's like, well, they say it starts at this time, but really it's a half hour after that.
Correct.
Because of all the previews that you don't need.
You got to
go. Madonna show.
You got to go to the bathroom and help your addled bladder deal with things. You go right before the movie, and you could go at the intermission. If you're a movie theater owner, and I know you're not, Shane, I'm aware of that, okay? It's not your fault that you don't own a movie theater, but either way, you love the intermission. I bought more. I went and
bought
I bought
more intermissions. How many do you get?
I bought more
it's
snacks.
Like a vowel?
I bought more snacks.
I'd be intermission anxiety guy. How long is the intermission? They should have like a clock. Like put a scoreboard up there.
They
you know?
Did. They did.
They did.
On the screen.
Oh, love that.
They had a countdown for the intermission.
Last movie I saw with intermission, I think, was Hateful Eight, and there was no countdown for that one. So
can't
it,
do that
helps.
Was
yeah.
there
okay,
intermission for the Irishman? The meeting?
Ooh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
You
yeah.
saw that with Danny, right? At
yeah.
that really uncomfortable
Danny
theater
and I went,
on Clark.
I think to that same theater,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he do the popcorn trick on you?
Where you put the straw right? through the butter? Or the straw through the popcorn?
No, he's talking about a different
it
popcorn
it
trick.
It should be bigger than a straw, theoretically.
Well, theoretically.
So here's the thing. When I was much younger than you guys, and that's still the case, we had this website called runtopee.com. And you type in what movie you're going to see, and they yes. tell you the prime times to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's the original intermission.
That's really
nice.
That's
so good.
But you're still missing some of the movie. It's just
but according
decided,
to the movie, they say you don't need that.
This and this is why you don't need it.
Like when they sing Gravity in Wicked, you don't need that one.
I agree.
How dare
I'm
you?
I'm just kidding. Great movie. I saw it opening night.
I thought it was a wonderful movie.
Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah,
what is the go-to Spiegel snacks? What do you have to have at a movie? Is there anything?
Yeah, I need the popcorn with the butter.
Okay.
And I know it's surprising. And then I need something chocolate that I dump in.
Oh,
dump
like M&M's. Yeah.
Ideally, chocolate peanuts, and you let them melt a little bit into the popcorn business
Ooh.
So it all kind of blends together. Can do that with M&M's or peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
Or in this case, Reese's Pieces. That worked out beautifully
right,
as well.
Right, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Texture says he saw Addled Bladder at the rave in 2002. Yeah, man, I'm sure they
it's
were
a hot
great.
Show, man.
Yeah,
you know, we went after that to the Bueller party, man. We went to the rave,
the wedding, the Bueller's
the
wedding.
Bueller, no, there's a Bueller party too,
oh, dude. Bueller's
the Bueller
wedding.
Party. It was sick.
Who else was there? You know, who was there? Paul Pabst was there at Bueller's wedding.
He's down
the
with
only
sickness.
Off-field encounter I've had with him was it Bueller's wedding a few years ago?
Dude, sick. Bueller's wedding was sick.
Oh my God.
We'll talk to Paul Pabst all about it next on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.